Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him in reply, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, But if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us." Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "And the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord." And he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and that those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying we see, so your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord. You ever heard the phrase, "Be careful what you ask for, you might get it"? I'm going to come back to that at the end. Imagine this setting. Here we have this poor individual born blind. And the attitude of the people that were the most religious, the ones that would have been expected to be generous to this poor individual who sat begging, also sat in extreme judgment of him, thinking that this was just punishment for his sin, or perhaps the sin of his parents. And what that did was pretty bad. Because one, it allowed them to walk past him every day without giving him anything, because he was just getting punishment for what he deserved. But the second part is also pretty insidious. It would have convinced those who were not suffering to think that they got it all right. God must really approve of everything I do, because I can see and I can walk and I can do everything well. Aren't I good? And they were truly the blind ones in this story, because they could not see the presence of God right there in their midst, and how that presence of God poured forth abundant grace and healing before them. And rather than rejoicing with this individual who can now see, they saw something evil in the event that happened. They were more worried about work being done on the Sabbath than healing and God's presence before them. And the individual who regained his sight did what was most important. He kept his heart and his mind open to the workings of God. He wasn't sure what happened at first. But he also knew that something this powerful had to be of God. And he kept his mind open as he had this interchange with Jesus and began to see that Jesus was that long-awaited Messiah that he had heard stories about as a child, that everyone was eagerly waiting for. He was able to see and understand that presence. But here's where the part I mentioned comes in. Be careful what you ask for. Because when we are allowed to see a little bit more as God sees, all of a sudden responsibility is placed on our shoulders. If we see suffering, we're required to help alleviate it. If we see poverty, we're expected to be generous toward it. If we see injustice, we're expected to fight it. Otherwise, we're just as blind as those Pharisees. We perform religious practice. We come together as a church and pray. But we keep our blinders on. We don't want to see it. The call to discipleship has two aspects. The first and the most obvious is faith, which shows itself in prayer and worship. But the second is repentance, seeing the world differently and working to change it. With great gifts come great responsibility. We have already received those gifts. How are we going to respond?